I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for September 8th, 2020 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capellini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stowe?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All right, all seven members of City Council are present either in the room or via Zoom, so a quorum does exist. I welcome our guests to the meeting tonight. If there are any issues you wish to speak on, raise your hand and let me know. Otherwise, we're going to move right along to the Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. McCann.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda. I do have a few items this evening. As Agenda Item 4A, I would like to add Proposed Ordinance 66-2020. This is a license that we spoke of previously about an extension of the downtown overhead lights to cover three times as much of Main Street as they do now. We need to issue a license agreement to the Sylvania Area Chamber of Commerce for the installation of these lights. So that will be Agenda Item 4A. Do the members of council not present have a copy of that ordinance? Mrs. Briney?
Mr. Mayor, I think Ms. Briney has been texting you some documents. That might be inappropriate.
Okay, well, I'm putting the pressure on because I put it at the top of the agenda. Executive Director of the Chamber is present, and we want to get her home to her family.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do it. Leslie is very talented.
We're going to let Mr. Aller introduce that, what it means to the city, and also we'll let the Chamber make their presentation about it as well. That's all I have. Mrs. Westphal.
Good evening, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council, Mr. McCann.
Yes, I have items I'd like to add to the agenda. One being the discussion. We had a committee meeting for the water and sewer rates, sewer rate increase discussion, and water rate decrease. As one item.
Those items are listed on the agenda already as 10A1 and 2.
And we had another discussion of the drainage ditch area that I'd like to add to the discussion, along with separate discussion on a solar letter of intent request for RFP proposal.
So we will add as agenda item 10A3. Discussion, a report and discussion about the drainage ditch study, and agenda 10A4 will be to discuss the solar energy cooperative agreement or letter of intent. You do have a possible ordinance with that that's been distributed this evening, ordinance 67-2020. An action is not required tonight, but you can take it since it's already been to committee. Other members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Mr. Mayor, I do have an item. I'd like to give an update on the downtown master plan and market analysis.
We'll make that agenda item 12.
Thank you.
This will be a review of the informational meeting held last week and the one scheduled for next week.
Yes.
Agenda item 12. Chief Snore.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller.
Nothing,
And Mrs. Briney?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Second.
Been moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and our agenda for this evening's meeting has been approved as amended. Like to move on to agenda item four, which is approval of our regular meeting minutes of our last meeting on August the 17th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Sylvania City Council meeting minutes for the meeting of August 17th, 2020.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes as submitted for our meeting on August 17th, 2020. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Now we're on to added agenda item 4A, which is the discussion of the downtown street lighting project to expand the overhead lights. We've discussed at our last meeting the possibility of a license agreement for this, but we do have present Michelle Sprott from the Chamber. I'd like Michelle to get a chance to speak about the scope of the project first, and then we can hear from Mr. Aller or from Mrs. Briney about the license agreement that's necessary. Come right on up.
Some of this might be very redundant to some of you because you know about this or have been on my social media and seen it quite often. But about 2 years ago, I began the process of Complete the Street, is what we have called it. This is a completely, it's a project funded completely by private donations. I have raised, at this point, $122,000, all in private donations.
Almost all in private. The city has committed $10,000 to the project as well.
Correct. I still look at that as it is not Chamber that is funding this project. It is all outside donations. So yes, most importantly, number one is the city of Sylvania that not only has committed to one of the $10,000 sponsorships of this project, but also to continue in partnership of this project to hang them, store them, add them to the liability insurance policy, etc. So I'm fully aware that this project would not happen without the city's complete support and partnership on this project. It has taken many twists and turns, primarily in about the last year. We knew that phase two would be challenging because we lose a lot of the building height on the east side of the street, which is in all of phase one with completely hanging. All of them are attached to fixtures on buildings. We don't have that same height, primarily near the Edward Jones parking lot and that building. So we actually have to put up poles. We are finally, I think, to the final drawing of this project, and we will be putting up four poles, all on Yee property. Yee properties are the J&G's building, the Edward Jones building, and the Edward Jones parking lot. Bill Sanford worked his magic with the Yee property owner today, and I believe it is going to be a positive outcome. Without their commitment, we could not complete this project. We also looked at putting the poles in the city right-of-way within the sidewalk area, but we ran into every possible utility in that area. Electric, gas, water, sewer. So it is absolutely a no-go. So we are that far into the project and we are literally ready to start next week.
I would like to thank Michelle for her efforts. The first phase of this project covers about a quarter of Main Street block. It's been a very popular project and there's many things that are making our downtown a destination. The lights are one of them. It all flows together. And to increase the amount of overhead lights threefold without it being a public project, it is really a private project. The city's just supporting it less than 10%. This is a terrific project and it's got a lot of your time in it. It's taken some of Kevin's now, but it's a lot of your time.
You too. You as well and Bill as well. So, yes.
So, thank you very much. Any questions for Michelle? All right. Thank you. I would like to have either Kevin or Leslie come to the podium and talk about this license agreement. We did one a meeting or two ago for the canopy that's covering part of Maplewood Avenue on the north side of the J&amp;G building or the E property. This is the same sort of a thing. And we did one for the parklets downtown as well. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, the license agreement that you have before you just covers the lights and potentially the public pole. We included the pole as a just in case because we said it doesn't show into because a lot of bumps in the middle of the winter location. So we included a couple poles just in case. At this time, it looks like the pole is going to be actually going to be we'll see how that, hopefully that can maintain and we can continue with that. But then obviously the lights will be in the airspace above Main Street. And from a standpoint, those are just planes that go straight up. So they will be occupied directly in the airspace within the light line. So we thought that it was prudent to bring the license agreement to you. We have been working through this with Michelle going from buildings, tie-ins to pole locations to now hopefully the pole will be on private property. It's ready to go. She's got a contractor lined up and should be able to move forward. So the council will agree with the license. We recommend this.
Questions for Mr. Aller or Mrs. Brining concerning the license agreement? Project cannot proceed to construction without the city granting this license. Okay. We do have, it was distributed this evening. Mrs. Brining, I assume you've gotten it to Mrs. Westfall and Mr. Hanum by now. Ordinance 66-2020.
We have them, yes.
Okay. Mr. Fry, you're actually part of the downtown business group. Perhaps you'd like to introduce this one?
I would appreciate the opportunity, Mayor. Thank you very much. I would like to introduce ordinance number 66-2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Granting a license to the Sylvania Area Chamber of Commerce to enter a portion of the city-owned right-of-way to install and maintain overhead lights on Main Street between Summit, Maplewood Avenue, and Monroe Street. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to sign the license agreement, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 66-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 66-2020.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 66-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 66-2020 is approved. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for all your efforts. We look forward to your turn on date. I know it's going to happen before the end of the year. And I certainly will. It'll be my privilege to do so.
And the rest of us will probably come too.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, on to agenda item number 5. You have ordered legislation resolution 17-2020. This is a resolution of City Council supporting the 5-year 0.42 mil renewal levy for support of the operation of the Sylvania Senior Center. I know I've been approached, probably you have been as well, for individual endorsements of their levy. In this case, they did request a city council approval, which I support personally. I've already signed my personal endorsement, but I encourage city council to do so as well. You have that ordinance, or that resolution 17-2020, and 20 in your council packets. Any questions about it? Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 17-2020. All members of council have received copies in advance. I'll read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania supporting the 5-year 0.42 mil renewal levy for the Sylvania Senior Tax Center, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
It is moved and seconded that Resolution Number 17-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move final passage of Resolution Number 17-2020.
It is moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 17-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 17-2020 is approved. Again, look for your personal request if you haven't gotten it already. Moving on to agenda item 6. This is a long one. There are 5 temporary construction easements to be discussed in this one. And in the next section, item 7, there are 3 work access for construction work agreements as well. I'd like to start with Mr. Aller describing these, telling us how many more are to come.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. These are 6 through 10 of approximately 25 easements that we need on the project, so our plan is to bring about 5 local approval and get all of them taken care of. We have actually signed agreements with 18 of the 25 property owners. The remaining property owners, we don't anticipate any problems. It's just coordination issues on getting documents signed and things of that nature. So we do recommend approval of these 5 easement, temporary easements, and assuming that we continue to make progress, we plan on bringing that project for advertising and award towards the end of this year. So we recommend approval of these 5.
Is the cost of these temporary easements and the work agreements all within budget?
Yes.
Because there are quite a few of them, and there are some dollars involved.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We did end up having a little more money into the easements than we originally anticipated, but the construction costs are still within what we anticipated. The sanitary sewer work that we've added increased the cost estimate a little bit, but that was because of the storm sewer work that we added. But that work should be done now. It doesn't make any sense to not do that and then have to come back later and do it. So getting it all done at one time will make a much better project.
Thank you. And it is necessary that we do these one at a time as separate ordinances.
Kevin, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are the payments based on the length of the easement?
Yeah, some of them are based on the length of the easement. Some of them are based on trees and that kind of thing that we're taking out. We're taking a couple silver maples out on some properties and listening to have higher value and that kind of stuff. The good thing is we were able to perform all of those valuations with our staff. Pat O'Brien, our parks and forestry superintendent, is a certified arborist, and he performed those valuations for us. So some of it, where you see the higher dollar values, they probably had more trees or something of that nature, because the properties for the most part are pretty uniform with
And in each instance, the property owners are in agreement with the payments, correct?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, we have a number of these to do tonight. I'm going to start with Mr. Fry as chairman of the Streets Committee, but we'll go all the way around through council to get these done. Starting with proposed ordinance 58-2020, Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 58, 2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting a temporary construction easement from Michael J. Murdoch for the improvement of Cushman Road, dedicating the temporary easement for public purposes, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 58, 2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 58, 2020 as an emergency measure.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 58, 2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 58, 2020 is approved. Mr. Richardson,
yes.
Ordinance 59.
The name is the same on this one as the previous. Is that correct? It's not a typo? Okay, just making sure. Thank you. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 59, 2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting a temporary construction easement from Michael J. Murdoch for the improvement of Cushman Road, dedicating the temporary easement for public purposes, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 59, 2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 59, 2020.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 59, 2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 59, 2020 is approved. Moving on to 6D, Mr. Hanum, ordinance 60.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 60, 2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read my title only. Accepting a temporary construction easement from Martin Crone and Kathy L. Crone for the improvement of Cushman Road, dedicating the temporary easement for public purposes, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 60, 2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 60-2020 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 60-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 60-2020 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 6E, we'll go to the Utilities Committee. Proposed ordinance 61, Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 61-2020. All members having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Accepting a temporary construction easement from Sherry Duval and Larry Duval for the improvement of Cushman Road, dedicating the temporary easement for public purposes, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 61-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 61-2020.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 61-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 61-2020 is approved. Agenda item 6F, proposed ordinance 62-2020, Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 62-2020, accepting a temporary construction. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting a temporary construction easement from Bradley Tutenko and Michelle Fry for the improvement of Cushman Road, dedicating the temporary easements for public purposes, appropriating funds therefore, waiving a second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 62-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 62-2020.
Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 62-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 62-2020 is approved. Agenda item 7 is Cushman Road work agreements. These are for people, didn't have to give us an easement, but we're still affecting their trees. Mr. Aller, why don't you expand on that and correct me if I'm wrong?
No, the temporary easements, we need some additional room to actually do the work. With the work agreement, we can actually do all of the work within the existing right-of-way. We don't need any additional room. However, they may have trees or a wall or something of that nature. In this instance, it is trees. When we install the water line, the root system of the tree would be damaged such that it would not be safe to leave that room in the ground. So we do have to compensate that home for the tree. They are trees that are on the private property, so we need to compensate them for those. So that's what these three work agreements are.
A 52-inch silver maple's worth $4,960. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
15-inch mulberry is not worth as much.
We like mulberry trees when they're in the way of the projects.
Okay. There'll be a lot less staining going on of patios and things in the neighborhood. All right. Don't want anybody to feel left out. We're down to agenda item 7B, proposed ordinance 63-2020. Ms. Dow.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 63-2020. All members of council have been received copies. I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a work agreement for tree removal with Michelle E. Van Ziel and Carol J. DeGroff Van Ziel relative to Cushman Road Crossman Business Plaza, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second.
And moved and seconded that ordinance number 63-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move for final passage of ordinance number 63-2020.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 63-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 63-2020 is approved. Moving to agenda item 7C, proposed ordinance 64-2020. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 64-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a work agreement for tree removal with Julie A. Adams relative to the Cushman Road Improvement Project. Appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 64-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 64-2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 64-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 64-2020 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 7D, ordinance 65-2020. We've circled around. Back to you, Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 65-2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a work agreement for tree removal with Kirk B. Donnelly relative to the Cushman Road Improvement Project, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 65, 2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor then indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 65, 2020 as an emergency measure.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 65, 2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 65, 2020 is approved. Thank you all, and Mr. Haller, we can expect more next meeting, I understand. Okay. Moving on to agenda item eight. I have a letter in the council packet with a Sylvania Tree Commission appointee. We for many years had Ms. Toni Andrews on the Tree Commission. Her term is expiring at the end of the year and she has asked not to be reappointed. We have an appointment recommendation that's come through our city forester. Pat believes that this is a solid appointment. Her credentials sound very good to me. I don't know whether any of you have met her or not, but I have appointed Ms. Victoria Dicing, 7121 Crabtree Lane, to the Tree Commission and ask for your confirmation of this appointment. Mrs. West.
Mr. Mayor, I move confirmation of your, of the mayor's appointment of Victoria Dicing to the Sylvania Tree Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the mayor's appointment of Victoria Dicing to the Sylvania Tree Commission. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and the confirmation is approved. Agenda item.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to commend you for finding young people to serve on these for the long-term stability of the city.
It is important for the city to have young people. More than that, we have somebody that wanted to do it. We didn't have to go out and twist arms to do it. So I think that's terrific and I look forward to more of those. I don't think Pat twisted her arm either. Good deal. Moving on to agenda item nine. Mr. Haller has some obsolete equipment he would like to put on, up for sale on Gov Deals. Mr. Haller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the equipment that you see listed there, single axle fuel trailer, dual axle fuel trailer, 40 plow. We have three of the old concrete trash receptacles that were uptown, in the uptown area before we, an air compressor, as well as a carousel, slide projector supplies. I would challenge you to ask any of your children or grandchildren if they even know what a slide projector is.
I remember before we had carousels.
One at a time?
But we no longer use this material and, would, ask for permission to advertise on Gov Deals if we don't get anything. Thank you.
Mr. Haller, before we consider this, I'm just curious, just send me a note on what the carousel slide projector actually sells for. Because I'm curious now what that's worth.
I have one if you're looking for one.
No, I'm not looking for one, Mayor. I was just curious about anything else.
I actually have a straight line magazine one if you'd like that.
Well, my mom and dad have one at home. I wonder when I can get one, but.
All right. All right. Mrs. Capellini, this is all from the Parks and Forestry Department.
I move that we put the, this list of obsolete items on govdeals.com.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to authorize the sale of obsolete equipment as listed in Mr. Haller's 9/20/2020 memo on Gov Deals for sale or to scrap all those unused items. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 10 is committee reports. We have a meeting of the Utilities Environmental Committee this evening in this council chambers beginning at 6:30 p.m. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Apologies for any disjointedness in my reporting. We had a committee meeting of Utilities and Environment. This evening, in attendance were myself, Katie Gettling, Mark Fry, Patrick Richardson, all others in attendance, Kevin Allen, Mayor Stout, Will Sanford, Leslie Brining, Chuck Silvernail. The discussion was regarding water and sewer rates, specifically a sewer rate increase for this coming quarter. Kevin Aller told us about the, we will continue with the city of Toledo and the county for the sewer. Rates for the water will normalize over time, getting used to the new contract and also the cost moving forward. We will have a deficit over 5 years, but having a reserve will cover the 5 years of the projects, with the reserve being at that time $2.5 million from over $6 million today. Water expenses are consistent except for projects coming, but planning does it, we do expect to be able to cover the projects for the rates plan. Regarding sewer, the rate jumped 250,000 in 2017 and 19, it increased again. For charges of operating expenses with the flow for the county, the rates increased, and there were large capital outlays. There was a question posed by Mr. Fry, 2021 sewer rates, only 29K increase. Mr. Allen provided that that was based on real revenue versus what the projections were. Hence, the revenues were 200,000 less than was reported. Second question was the county assessment. The county pays a portion of the stations, and we are working through the monies with that. The debt rate is at 2.12. We are asked if there were any fees and none reported. The lining projects for the sewers will project to help eliminate the cross flow infiltration of stormwater, mitigation, material reduction, helping to reduce the cost of our flow rate to the county. Mark Fry made a motion to put the rates on the agenda, the rate increase on the agenda, and after Richardson's second, passed by all. Another discussion was had about the Elton Ditch drainage area. It has been an issue for decades, and reporting given by Mr. Aller, it goes back to the 60s. And some mitigation has been done to the lower end of the area. Now the upper end is affected. We would like to have a study for it. He asked that we do a study for the area of what exists and solutions are available. There's a proposal costing $28,970 to do the study. Funds are available to do the study. The study would happen by June of 2021, and the timing of request for OPWC funds that would be applied to the project would be by the fall of 2021. So no, nothing at this time to be done. This will be taken up possibly at the next or subsequent council meetings. The next discussion was regarding the solar pack. The discussion on investing in solar energy generation, and we had a guest, Melissa Wepney, give a presentation for this solar discussion. She's an energy senior energy consultant for Palmer Energy. The utility scale solar array is what they're proposing. It will be a large scale array for the state of Ohio, servicing many municipalities, not just our own. What they're looking for is a letter of intent to get the RFP bid process moving forward. It would bid out a portion of the land, ready to be placed somewhere in Ohio, provides a green offering added to our portfolio, a contract of 20 to 30 years for the city or for the area, asking the city to provide a letter of intent to move forward. 25% of the electric needs fixed price over 20 to 30 years has been purported. Rates asked who else has signed on for the letter of intent. We were reported back at Waterville and other counties. A specific list of participants will be provided to us subsequently, and the letter of intent is requested ASAP, and I believe this should be taken up either tonight or the next council meeting for approval.
Mr. McCann, we have distributed proposed ordinance 55 and 56 for making the water and the sewer rate changes. Your committee voted to recommend those. If you're ready to proceed with those, they were just distributed. Mrs. Brining, do Mr. Hanum and Mrs. Westfall have these copies as well?
No, they did not.
Okay, that's okay. They have the old version, which is essentially the same.
Okay.
As to whereas, I will send over the. I will send them over to them right now.
Gary and Doug, did you hear that?
Yeah. What?
The first one is Ordinance 55, 2020. It is to decrease our water service charge. Mr. McCann, why don't you go ahead and read that one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 55-2020. All members of council have been received copies in advance.
Or receiving them now.
All members of council hopefully have received them by now. Be reading by title only, amending the codified ordinances of Sylvania 1979 as amended by decreasing water service charges per 1,000 gallons from $8.74 to $8.41 for city users and from $10.93 to $10.51 for non-city users commencing September 25th, 2020, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Ordinance 55-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 55-2020 as an emergency measure.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 55-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 55-2020 is approved. As Agenda Item 10A2, we also have Ordinance 56-2020, this is to increase our sewer charges. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance 56-2020. Hopefully all members of council have received this in advance. I'll read by title only. Amending Chapter 925 of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances by amending Section 925.05 sewer charges levy to increase the sewer charges for both industrial and non-industrial city and non-city users, waiving the second and third reading and declaring emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 56-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 56-2020.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 56-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 56-2020 is approved. Thank you to City Council, and thank you to Mr. Aller for your analysis of our utility rates. Mr. McCann, you also at your meeting discussed an Eldon drainage ditch study, which Mr. Aller does not have an ordinance to you yet to proceed with that. You may be back in before the end of the year with that.
This time, the plan will be included as part of the 2021.
Okay, so it'll be included in next year's budget, all right. However, agenda item four, we also have a proposed ordinance prepared, ordinance 67-2020. If City Council would like to proceed with the letter of intent for the solar energy proposal, there is not a rush on this. We asked them, they want them done within the next month or two. Mr. McCann, I'm not sure what your feeling is. You may want to wait for the other users, or you can proceed with us tonight.
I defer to the other members of the utilities committee.
Well, this is Doug Gainham. I would prefer to have an opportunity to review both the other participants and the specific agreement.
I think that's perfectly all right. We can have the law director forward to you the ordinance, and as soon as we get the information from Palmer Energy, from Melissa, or someone else at Palmer Energy, we will forward that list of participants along to you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation was excellent, and I just want to stop the i's and cross the t's and take a look at those documents. That's all. Thank you.
And my impression was that taking these next 13 days to do that until our next meeting is not a problem. So we will have this back on the agenda for you at our September 21st meeting. Anything else from the Utilities Committee?
No, Mr. Mayor.
And Mark, if you will, please pass along our thanks to Melissa for her well-prepared presentation and her excellent job. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. I will definitely do that. Appreciate it.
All right. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none, we have added agenda item 12, which Mr. Sanford wanted to give an update on the downtown development plan. Mr. Sanford.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I passed out copies, and I also emailed the same report that we got back from Michelle Johnson today as a recap of what we saw at the meeting last week. I want to thank everybody for participating. Patrick had something come up, but he has since been able to view the meeting, so everybody's up to speed. What we need right now from you are your comments, questions, and again, this is a guide. This is not a, this is exactly how it's going to be. This is based on the information that the consultants gathered on the community and what could work in our community. So I've already started to get some of the, some input from some of the other folks that were participating. So please, by tomorrow, if you could, give me your comments. I'll be here tonight after the meeting. If you have some things you'd like to share, I can jot them down. And then, again, it was the five focus areas that she pretty much took. And we didn't have a lot of time for discussion on it because it took the whole time to get through. The next week will be the public meeting, and again, that will be a time, and she did tell me that it's going to be presented a little differently than what we saw last Thursday. So it'll, with some of the same information, but then also with some getting input from other people in the community. And I've gotten some contact information from people that want to participate, and I'm going to get that out to some other folks before next Tuesday. I don't know if there's any immediate questions.
As a part of our contract with the consultant, we have how many meetings are involved and how many changes, processes can we go through?
Mayor, I think the next is then the one thing she needs to deliver will be this site plan, but in more of a, if I'm not saying it right, that just a mock-up of what the downtown would look like. And I think at that point, so she'll to look at that, showing us what it could look like in the future. And then what I'd also like to talk to her about would be a meeting that, after we receive all this information, after the public can get consensus from council and as to priorities and some of the things that you'd like to do, that we should focus on. There's a lot of moving parts to stuff like this. We talk about property that's by control by other people. There's other things that she showed us that could work here in the community. But the one that, and I'm sure won't be the same, and there were a lot about townhouses in the report. The townhouses help create the critical mass that she thinks would be, you know, crucial to what's going to drive the economics of our downtown in the future. And that's in addition to what we have in the apartments. I told her some of the things I thought, today, but again, this is the time to, let's get her any comments or questions you might have to her before she sets the agenda for the meeting next Tuesday.
Do you have the access code that we can share, or could we put it on the website and the Do You Know section so people could just say, hey, the downtown plan, and then they have the access code instead of having to call and give you their information, like just make it easier for people?
To
participate, to sign on, to listen to it. That's just super easy for someone to be there if they want to.
The access information is actually going to be the same as it was for this last meeting.
Okay.
So if you know someone you want to give it to, give it to them.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure it was the same or...
She confirmed that today, so I'm going to start getting that out to the people that I've heard from and other groups that we're going to give that to.
Okay, thank you.
I know that the consultant and the administration and city council also needs to be cognizant of the fact that this could feel threatening to some of the current property owners. It is a roadmap for possible future development. It is not a statement of the city taking anybody's property or changing zonings of property or forcing any activity. We need to make that clear with any of the downtown property owners. These are just our consultant's vision of what could happen in our downtown in the next 10, 20, or 30 years. But sometimes people take it the wrong way and they say, look, they're going to make me move my grocery store or tear down my funeral home or things like that. And we need to disarm that as much as we can.
Thanks. Yeah, Mr. Mayor, this is again, and I think your point is right on, and I would encourage us to reach out to some of those folks that would be impacted by this plan, Sodders, Reed, I mean, they're obvious, and Bill has a good relationship with all those folks, and I would encourage them to participate in comments. It would be, I don't want to just throw this out there without some outreach from some human outreach, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Doug, I'll second that, but I'll also add, having dealt with this in other states and communities myself directly, that it's a vision, it's not a plan. It may be a master plan, but it's a vision. And I think the more we communicate that, as it's a style of vision versus what we're going to do, it's a vision.
Mayor, the mayor knows this. I had met with the folks at Reed last week because I didn't know what it was going to be. I knew, because Michelle had asked me, and I told her, yes, go ahead and include that. We don't want you to work around something that you think should be in the plan. They were very thankful, and they were fine. And I think they know that there's interest in the property and where they're located, and it was... it was a good meeting with them, and they look forward to participating in the next step. I do have to talk to Sauk. I want to let them give kind of a heads up on, because that was definitely a little different twist. I think it would be a neat twist, but again, we have to have buy-in from the Saukers to do that.
And again, the city has no intention of exercising eminent domain to make any of this happen. That's the only force we can apply. Otherwise, other than that, it is for everybody's benefit. The property owners can benefit from the sale of their properties, and developers will come in and develop the property or the projects as they want them to happen. If you think about the process for SOMO, it was never in the studies, it was never in our plans to have that 206-unit apartment complex there, but that's what came about. Plans change, visions change, but we knew we needed redevelopment of that site, and that's what we're talking about in this study.
And what the study does and what the numbers and the information that they were able to gather, that we have something to sell. This is something that's attractive to the community, to developers, and that's what, that is the next step as to what, and again, this would have gone a little bit differently without COVID. There was a conference I was going to attend on as different shopping centers and all that, the whole thing got scrapped, and so it's probably just pushed back in here, but there's a lot of different avenues we can follow up with now because of what the study is focused on.
So the next meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday, the 15th of September at 6 p.m. via Zoom. But council members are welcome to attend in person here in council chambers or via Zoom.
You can do that. I have not asked
Chuck.
If he'd be able to do that again, and he's done a great job not only setting up for our meetings, but then getting things online and working with environmental design.
We cannot have a large room full of people to do it. They have, most need to attend by Zoom. We prefer that option.
If we want to make it this for staff and for council, we can do that again.
I think that's the right thing to do, but all are welcome to join the Zoom meeting. We will not publicize the Zoom address, but we will send it out as requested, Chuck. Okay, are council comfortable with that? And don't feel obligated to be here in person. You can come by Zoom as well.
Very comfortable.
Okay.
Chuck was shaking his head yes, so I think we're on here.
We've ruined another dinner, Chuck.
All right, thank you.
Any questions or comments from members of City Council? Hearing none, thank you, Bill. That brings us to the end of our agenda. I do point out information item A. Mr. Schroyer has prepared a 2021 budget schedule, as he has done in previous years. You can see that he has already started the budget process by sending out budget worksheets to the department directors. Those worksheets are back by October the 1st, and he would like to begin his meetings with the Finance Committee concerning the budget beginning October 12th to the 16th. Mrs. Westfall, I'm not sure if you want to schedule those meetings tonight. It's a little, might be a little premature, but it's on your radar. And again, the city's hope is that we have the first reading of the budget by the November 2nd meeting for three readings. Any comments?
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
I think that was public data from that, and I wanted to connect with him about if he had a preference on days or time.
That is fine. You can pursue it today. Those are weeks that he's giving you, the week of November 2nd. Well, that's the date. That's the October the 12th is also a week. October 19th is the following week. So if you want to work on those dates, we can make them official next meeting.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. If there's no further items, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting, 13 nights from tonight, on Monday, September the 21st at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.